Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Kelsey Brennan Wessels. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization today began a three-day meeting to talk about the ongoing food crisis. Several heads of state are attending the high-level event. At the beginning of the meeting, the Holy See's Secretary of State, Tarcisio Bertone, read a letter from Pope Benedict XVI, which urged the leaders of the international community to find solutions to the problem of hunger. Tracy McClure has this report.
Soaring food prices, climate change, and the need to anticipate world crop tendencies and emergencies are on the agenda at the meeting of global leaders and agricultural and economy experts. Well, in his message read at the start of the conference by Cardinal Secretary of State Tarcisio Bertone, the Pope urged leaders to put human life first, above economic or other interests. The Pope said hunger and malnutrition are unacceptable in a world that in reality has sufficient levels of production, resources, and technology to put an end to such a tragedy. However, he noted the availability of food does not go hand in hand with increasingly globalized markets, and the limited availability of technology keeps crop production from growing. But protectionist policies and market speculation are also to blame, putting entire populations on the sidelines of international development. The great challenge today, said the Pope, is for a globalization not only of economic and commercial interests, but also of the expectations of solidarity, fully respecting every human being. Cardinal Bertone, reading the Pope's message, continued.
Mi permetto di invitarvi a collaborare in maniera sempre più trasparente.
I invite you to collaborate in an increasingly transparent way with those organizations working to bridge the growing divide between the rich and poor. I appeal to you to continue the structural reforms that on a national level are indispensable for a successful response to the problems of underdevelopment, which directly causes hunger and malnutrition. As food security is today threatened by rising costs of agricultural products, the Holy Father urged that new strategies be devised in the fight against poverty and in the promotion of rural development. Modern technology, the Pope noted, cannot overcome the problem of the lack of food, nor mere statistical calculations or sending food aid in emergency situations. These are important, but the Pope urges must be completed by political action, inspired by conviction in the dignity of the human person and in the importance of solidarity for the common good.
Viene rispettato e si ha come criterio orientatore il bene di tutti.
Cardinal Bertone concluded the Pope's message to world leaders, encouraging them to share in the needs of every nation, so that all the world's goods are made available to the whole human family. I'm Tracy McClure.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.